This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And you're still tuned to the Hlangana Media Show with myself, your sweet DJ, Sphamandla Mhlongo. So right about now, as I promised you, on the spotlight today, we have the creatives from the Center of Creative Arts on the line. Good morning. Welcome to MUT Radio.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Sweet. How are you?
I'm good.
We are good. Okay. I have on the line, I would like you, miss, to please introduce yourself to MUT Radio Fair.
My name is Sithembile Hlongwa. I am from the Center for Creative Arts at UKZN. I am the curator for the Poetry Africa Festival.
Oh, okay. Please tell us more about the Center for Creative Arts.
It's been 28 years of the Center for Creative Arts. It produces currently, I think for the past 25 years, it was recognized for producing 4 international festivals, which is the Time of the Writer Festival, Durban International Film Festival, the Jomba Contemporary Dance Festival, as well as Poetry Africa. But 4 years back, in 2020, we launched 2 additional festivals, which is the Art Fluency and Rights Festival, as well as the Jazz Appreciation, which happens every year in July. The center is an outreach wing of the University of KwaZulu-Natal, and it also contributes to the knowledge economy of the university.
Oh, Miss Sithembile, thank you so much about that. And we also have on the line, Mr. Letu. Hi, Mr. Letu. Welcome to MUT Radio. Mr. Letu, can you just introduce yourself?
My name is Letu Ngwanyana. I'm a spoken word artist and I'm the National Poetry Slam Champion. I'm going to be representing South Africa in the Poetry World Slam Championships in Togo this year.
Oh, okay. That's Mr. Mr. Lee, too. Okay. He will be presenting Team South Africa in Togo, I think. Miss Sithembile, coming back to you, I want to just touch on the programs that do you mostly focus on your IKREI Center for Creative Arts?
Currently, we have the Poetry Africa Festival that we launched or opened in Johannesburg last Thursday. It's the 28th edition, and the theme for this year is Poetry, How Somehow We Survive. And it's taken from the poem written by Dennis Brutus, which this year marks the centenary of his death. He's also been on our Poetry Africa lineup years back. I think twice he was on our lineup, and we are just thinking that we should reflect on this work that he has done over the years. And also he just embodies resilience, and that's what currently the South African poets are at that level right now. They've been contributing too much to the social economic conversations that are also taking place in South Africa, and also being part of more advocating for the arts as well. So I think it was a great time for now to actually reflect, and also ensuring that the legacy does not fade, introducing new, because the poetry world, like, it's followed by the youth, and, you know, it's time to actually educate them about the legacy of Dennis Brutus as well. So we are in Durban currently. The Johannesburg leg ended on Saturday, and we are in Durban, and we are going to be having a visit to Mangosuthu that is scheduled on Friday, where Letu was going to be in attendance, as well as a Ukrainian poet, Yulia Musakovska, is going to be also in attendance at MUT, engaging with students from your campus.
Okay. I can't wait for Friday. I have to say, because it's such an interesting initiative, Ms. Siphindile. And of course, I'm looking forward for amaciko akhona la eMangosuthu, akhona la KwaZulu-Natal to elevate themselves into the world of poetry. And can you please just tell us more about ePoetry Africa for 2024?
So the Poetry Advocates, you know, we're creating this platform for South African poets to actually engage, because if you were to look at our program, I think we are having the festival in a hybrid format. Mm-hmm. We are having live sessions and also online sessions. We started last week on the 6th, online sessions. So all together, we have about 100 poets that are participating in this year's festival. Mm-hmm. And we have 25 international poets that we have been receiving them from Monday. And this morning, some of the poets came through from Uganda as well as Ghana. So we'll be seeing like 25 international poets that will be in Durban as from tomorrow, participating in the festival. And there's quite a lot. And I think we're talking about the poets themselves, the opportunity that South Africans have is to engage with those international poets. And also the festival does facilitate exchange programs between festivals. So you'll be seeing a lot of South African poets visiting a lot of other festivals from abroad. And even on Saturday, have a very specific focus day on the business side of poetry. We're looking at administration, we're looking at marketing and branding. We're also having a master class on publishing. And then there's a special feature now, which is the poetry films. We're looking at poets. We're actually using their poets in different platforms. They are working with filmmakers and they're creating content. We're going to be screening films by Mali Malimela, who's a KZN-based poet, and Sipovati Jonas from Cape Town, as well as Claudio Pozzani from Italy. He's going to be screening his films, and then we're going to have a talkback session. I think that's another new exciting feature that we've added on the festival. We're also looking at the Perfect Peach. We have invited 10 South African poets to actually pitch their projects to international curators or festival producers from Italy, Nigeria, Ghana, Saudi Arabia, and also Lesotho. So I think that it's another way that we're opening up or giving access to South African poets to actually come into to these festivals and to pitch their projects to the festival producers for future collaboration.
Wow. I can't wait because, see, take Africa, yonke sayibuyisa, says that's no. Let's share this, wisdom, in different, parts of Africa. And also, let me just go straight to Mr. Nkwanyana. I see, Mr. Nkwanyana, you will be representing South Africa in the Poetry World Slam Championship in Togo. Can you just please tell us more about that?
In order for me to go represent, have a lot of warm-up. You need to exercise a lot before you get into that stage with other poets.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going there to compete, and I am mentally prepared, physically prepared for anything. I am prepared, and I'm going out there to bring it back home.
Please, Mr. Kwanyanya, we are crossing fingers, but we do believe in you. Good to all. Just bring it home. Congratulations once again. And let's just take it back, Mr. Leto. How did you fall in love with poetry?
I fell in love with poetry. I once saw this guy. His name is Ulindo Kuhle Mngoma. I saw him perform, and I was so enthralled by his performance. I was like, whatever it is that he's doing,
I want to do it.
Well, at first I didn't say I want to do that. I just loved listening to it. Until somebody asked me to write a poem. And the only concept of a poem was what I heard from that guy, Ulindo Kuhle Mngoma. And when I performed that very poem for the first time, my father happened to be in the audience.
Wow.
And then my first line, my father was already at his feet and snapping his fingers.
Mm.
And then that's the day I decided that I will never let this go. If my father can stand up and snap his fingers and hug me and say, I'm proud of you, son, that's when I knew that this is for me.
Indeed, man, it is for you. The fact that your dad was there, and here is the one. Yes, in Africa, to found our parents to support into Ewa media, ne? As it's okay, it's journalism, you name them. They likely to support this science, having a science in Jalonja. But for your father to just come up and support you and back you up and make you believe, and you can do more. You are doing good, actually. So, from your sessions, what do you mostly want people to take out?
I think there's a word that I'm using all the time these days, and that word is authenticity. When you go up on stage, I want people to feel my emotional truth in whatever the story is. But a lot of my poems tackle a lot on philosophy, existential questions, God, and social ills. So from those things, I just know that if people can take, there's a Scottish patriot, a politician, his name is Andrew Fletcher. Wage watu Andrew, let me write the songs of a nation. I don't care who writes its laws. Ngoba mesho leyo nto, I think it's because he believes that with his music, he can be able to change a whole generation. Namithi, let me write the poems of a nation, and I don't care who writes its laws. Ngoba bantu uma sebelalele mina, even your behavior when you go outside in the public needs to be changed and transformed through the words that I've spoken.
Being authentic. It's one of the things that we have to wear as our creatives, like Africa. Because some lot of us, we are trying to be Usorin. So as you have said, Uguti, and you drew your inspiration of becoming a poet by Ubona Ubona Ulindo. But you didn't say, okay, let me just let me just imitate Indo and Ulindo, but let me just take what is the gold in Ulindo and just wear it and yet give it imina. And right now, your smell. Congratulations, man.
Thank you so much.
Coming back to Umes Thongwa, let's speak about your upcoming program at MUT. What are the plans and what can we expect on that day?
Which day are you referring to?
On Friday.
Oh, on Friday. So, Leto and Yulia will come in at MUT. They'll do a talk and then they'll also read from their work. And hopefully, we're hoping that the creators or the poetry scene in MUT would also be available to actually share some poetry as well. So it's a more interactive session that we are looking forward to.
We're looking forward to for that program, and I will be there to just testify the whole program. And Mr. Nkwanyana, what can we expect from you in your performance?
Oh, I think you should expect a ground-shaking performance. Mm-hmm. A performance that will make you question history, make you question isn't they meaning nje. But on besides that, izokunika nokuthula kodwa futhi nasenhlizweni.
Because you are there to touch the souls.
Yes.
As a poet, I was reading another book. I was thinking Ikhohliwe, the name of the book. And there was a line that says, as a poet, you have to touch the soul. Not the crowd. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the crowd may move, but the soul is the target audience for you.
Yes. That very same guy, Ulindo, I went to him to ask him to assist me in becoming a poet. Mm-hmm. And then the first thing he told me, he showed me isiqobo sagesi. And he was like, tell me, what is that? And I was like, oh, isiqobo sagesi. Mm-hmm. You know those philosophical things.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan, oh, wax on, wax off. You must, as a poet, you must not look at things ordinary.
Yeah.
You need to see the extraordinary. You need to see that pole in four different ways that touch the soul that an ordinary person will not see. So, it's something that an ordinary person might not see, but the message they will resonate with what I'm saying because it touches the soul.
Yeah. You have to look beyond the objects.
Yes.
Any closing remarks, Ms. Sipindile?
Would like to actually request the NUT community to just follow us on social media pages for updates on projects, programs that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And also that you do come through on Saturday to actually engage with the poets that are visiting the country, and also enjoy the full jam-packed program that we really have on that particular Saturday. And we are closing it off with the Slam Jam, which is a national competition, and it's a nightmare to be.
Thank you so much, Ms. Sipindile, and also thank you so much. All the best, by the way, to Ms. Nkwanyana. I'm hoping that you will just bring it home and they will just fill South Africa. Mzansi will be just behind you, hey?
Yeah.
It will be the second time that we are bringing it to South Africa if we to bring it home.
Oh, wow! I didn't know! Congratulations! Wow! Love it! Oh, my word!
South African actually brought it on in 2022 when we were in Brussels.
Wow.
So just crossing fingers that, you know, 2024, we'll bring it back home again, later to bring it back. And the one thing is that it's coming to South Africa, but specifically to bring it in.
Wow.
So it's the most important thing, and we're just crossing fingers as well.
Definitely, we are bringing it back home once again. Thank you so much, guys, and what we say on the kaya, but say ding, hey.
Sorry.
Please do bring it home and have a lovely day.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, right, guys.
Cool. Thank you so much.
This is an NUT Radio podcast.